Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the voices of Italians in Siena who are locked down under quarantine, yet despite not being allowed to leave their houses, are singing in unison, in solidarity with each other out their windows. It's the sound of the human spirit, undefeatable, despite the best attempts, the biggest flex of authoritarian power the world has ever seen. We are still human, and we are all in this together, and we cannot forget this over the coming days, weeks, and months, because we're just at the beginning of what's going on now. This reminds me of the Christmas Truce of 1914. It was a story my father told me. I've always loved this. Where in World War I, despite the orders of the powers that be, Germans and British soldiers crossed the line. They exited the trenches on Christmas morning and exchanged gifts of tobacco, and they played some soccer. And it was a brief respite from the horrific trench warfare that was going on in World War I. But these also began with song. They started singing Christmas carols. So music, it turns out in both cases, was the key to reclaiming our humanity and flying in the face of the controllers, the powers that be. I really wanted to start with these two tales because we need, more than anything else in the times ahead, to be human. We need to be the anchors with the people around us. It's too easy to panic. And being human is what it takes to break the spell of the powers that be. Let's talk about those days, weeks, and months ahead, because there's a lot to it. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer channel. I want to start with this article from Zero Hedge, which indicates that Boeing, and then subsequently every portfolio company of Blackstone and the Carlyle Group, two of the world's biggest private equity firms, were instructed to go and exhaust every dollar of their revolving credit lines that they have available to them. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means is that this is a corporate scale run on the banks. This is the big companies lining up at ATMs to get every dollar out that they can. Now, obviously, just as when people make a run on the banks, it indicates a lack of confidence in the banks. When huge corporations like Boeing line up to extract money from the financial system, it is a red flag that that financial system is under extreme duress and is not doing well. We already hear talk of bailouts, but I just wanted to make sure that this is talked about and that that's clear, that this is corporate scale runs on the banking system that's happening right now. It's part of the reason we know we're in worse shape than we were in 2008. And as the United States actually starts testing cases, we're going to see a response to the drastically increasing confirmed numbers that will be coming as a necessary result of that. And that's going to be quarantines and lockdowns in place, much like the rest of the world is having to do right now. Now, I'm hearing some rumors that that could start as early as Monday, although I've also been hearing that it could take a couple more weeks for those test results to come in and then people to freak out and then the official response to result. We'll see how they play it, but either way, it doesn't really matter. And I want to just remind people that because now that the World Bank has made available huge amounts of money for this pandemic fund, every line item in the event 201 predictions or preparation points has been enacted. Every single one of them, from the social media censorship to the commandeering of corporate resources to stockpile vaccines and medical protective, every just down the list, Bill Gates's talking points have been nailed. And so too now, will that also happen with the other predictive event that was carried out, George Soros's food chain reaction game? I don't mean to flog a dead horse here, because I did describe this in the video, Billionaires Predict Global Problems and Food Supply Collapse After the Outbreak. It specifically called out this outbreak as the reason that the food supply then collapsed. I don't mean to flog the dead horse again, but it just bears repeating that they have been very open about their plans, about the whole rollout of this. And just as we've seen them go point by point down Gates's event 201, so too now are we going to see the food shortages that the food chain reaction game predicted. Looking at Daisy over at Organic Prepper, did a bit of math to figure out, based on how long other countries are locking down, what we're going to face here in the United States and in other places. And she's coming up with the estimate of 2 to 3 months. Take that into effect, first of all, for your own personal preparations, but also think about what that does to our planting season and to the supplies that are available to farmers who are trying to plant, and to the labor supply, and to the logistics of getting goods to the farms and then back from the farms to the market. It's no surprise then that, just as the billionaires predicted in Food Chain Reaction, and just certainly as we've been talking about for years here on the Ice Age Farmer Channel, we're now seeing food shortages in the grocery stores. And some of the Sainsbury, for instance, CEO is warning there will be grocery shortages. The UK has just passed a plan called Keep Feed the Nation, it's called, where grocers are working with suppliers to scale back the variety of foods and groceries available, only keep the staples available on the shelves. So say goodbye to meat, right? You can already see how the agenda is going to control more and more what you get to eat. That freedom is no longer there. And indeed, these supermarkets are announcing, this is in the news right now, mainstream media, they're going to experience supply chain shortages as the virus spreads. But it's important to distinguish here. This is, just to articulate this, this is a short-term supply interruption as a result of folks not being available to work in the supermarkets or drivers not getting the product to market. What I'm describing ultimately, when I talk about the food chain, the chain reaction, the food supply collapse that the billionaires have been predicting after the outbreak, is the fact that we're not going to have all of the things online this year that we need to have our planting done. You remember that China was issuing explicit instructions to each province, make sure you get your rice planted, make sure these crops get in the ground, because the country depends on us to eat if we don't do that. Well, without the communism here, these things are, we'll have to see how this plays out, but I pray that as much attention is given here over the, again, weeks and months that we're facing this quarantine now, to make sure that our farmers are supported in getting their crops in the ground, or else we're not going to eat. It's that simple, folks. Taking stock, yes, so this is more on the UK Feed the Nation plan. And here again is labor shortages, snap cuts and trade deals, how the virus could affect our food supply chain. Quote, as the virus spreads across the U.S., it could expose other weaknesses in our food supply chain, according to experts, including labor shortages. That is the big one, folks. Not worried so much about the SNAP benefits, although that's, you know, it's. I expect these things can be waved away with the magic wand. If they're going to take away the income taxes, they can delay the cuts to SNAP. But and you see the USDA is suspending inspections in foreign manufacturers. But again, the big one is the labor shortages, and that's why we already have the Pork Producers Association writing letters to Congress saying we are already experiencing labor shortages, and as these quarantines play out, this is a problem. We're going to have animals who don't get fed and who die. We're already experiencing medical supply shortages. I'll talk about that in a second, but those are also veterinary supply shortages. So we're having medicine and labor shortages that affect pork production and indeed all protein production and farmers in general, farmers and ranchers. So this is the letter from the pork producers. We are suffering a severe labor shortages on farms and in plants, and we're headed for a serious market disruption with catastrophic implications for hog farmers and for eaters. If you like food, this is relevant to you. If you eat every day, we need to understand what's going on here. And I hope it goes without saying, it's not just the pork industry that will suffer without labor. If everyone is locked down, then farmers can't have ranch hands. We don't have help to get all the planting done. It's a tremendous amount of work that goes into these farming operations. And if they aren't able to get people there, seasonal workers, whatever, you know, just normal people on the ground helping out, these crops aren't going to get in the ground. That's happening against the backdrop. Just to recap, because I was under the weather, I really regret being away. It was not respiratory. But just to recap, in my previous video, we saw that the ports are empty right now. the goods we were supposed to get from China after they reopened after their Chinese New Year, but they neglected to do so because they were in quarantine, as we soon will be. Now those goods didn't reach our ports, and so they're not reaching our logistics. They're not getting to our shelves. And China, as we see, has started shipping a little bit, but by and large, there's still a huge backlog of containers, and global shipping is still suffering. That's why LA laid off their port workers. They didn't send them home for a while. They laid off 40% of their staff. And we saw Europe panicking about the fact that they were not going to get drugs from India or China as more and more countries put bans on the export of medical equipment. Panicking was happening in European markets, while the US, which also relies on India for generic pharmaceuticals, was assessing what impact. We don't need to assess. I can tell you this is going to be catastrophic. In fact, we're already experiencing shortages of 30 drugs. I'm going to stop with anything related to medical here because this is being covered by a lot of channels, and return to the food, which is not being talked yet. Blood shortages as well, because we can't have groups of people get together. But again, I'm sure plenty of channels are talking about the fact that our first responders are being exposed, that we're having medical shortages, medical equipment shortages. All of these things are related to the pandemic and not to the food shortages, to which we also need to be paying attention here. So I was glad earlier today, Goddess of Grain, Angie, asked the question, have you thought about these potential supply chain disruptions when we're talking about crops and what we need to inputs, the fertilizers, what we need to keep our tractors running, the parts? And there were some interesting responses, but among them, yeah, those were enumerated. Parts for our tractors. We saw John Deere was shut down, and of course, shipping is shut down anyway, so we can't get here. Syngenta has been shut down. This is playing out against the backdrop of still flooded fields in North Dakota. Some of the footage of fields underwater right now are just, it's hard to see. And then people still have their crops from last season stuck in the ground. This is gentleman here today is finally saying, I'm combining my corn finally mid-March. Glad to be done with 2019 season, but the chances of getting this planted for 2020 is pretty slim. It's not going to happen. And more people are going to come out and say, there's not going to be a 2020 season for me because our fields are still flooded. The fields are wetter this year than they were last year when no plant 19 happened that set into course this whole series of events, the harvest from hell that led to food shortages in the first place, to the seed shortages that we're experiencing now that also keep us from planting crops in 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a cascading series of failures, and this is why they had to tighten their grip with this latest totalitarian agenda, this latest flogging. Like we know, they will continue executing worse events against us, the fires, the weather warfare, these pandemics. I'm not saying they're not real. I'm not saying they're not dangerous. They are scripted to tighten their control as we enter this weird transhumanist future that they've devised for us. And of course, with stored food providers like Mountain House going back and canceling orders they'd already taken, Numana is stopping sales. Emergency Essentials is stopping production of most items. Again, they're only producing their most essential products, just like the Feed Our Nation program in the UK. And even I saw Mountain Rose Herbs is behind in their shipping right now because so many people are looking for herbal remedies. So even organic herb suppliers right now are falling behind. The supply chain is crumbling. And there's the SGT report did a full talk about this today. More and more people are talking about the shipping being down. But the fact that this is going to affect our farmers and our ability to produce crops needs to be discussed. What does this mean for you? As I've been discussing for years, even since I was growing in a garage in San Francisco, was that we need to be growing our own food right now. Start now, this whiteboard says. It takes less time to start an aquaponics system than it does to make a trip to the store, which may be empty in the future. And indeed, now here we are in 2020, and the shelves are empty. But it's not too late to start planting your garden for this year, to start up an aquaponics system in your garage if you have to, like I did. Whatever capacity you have available to you, you need to be deploying fully and buy those seeds while we can and get them into the ground or into your aquaponics system or whatever is working for you. I honestly don't care. This is a video I did, Aquaponics 101, which was a response to someone saying, I don't have time to mess with this kind of nonsense. This looks like a toy. It's a really elegant solution to growing in small areas. But again, if you can start up a garden, then get that soil moving, start the compost, all of these things, whatever form it takes for you, now is the time to start growing food. Because just as is in the script of the billionaires, just was predicted in Event 201 and the food chain reaction game, and just as we can see playing out with the farmers saying, I'm not going to be able to plant this year, we're not going to be able to get parts for our tractors this year, and there's nothing in the fields, we're facing a pandemic, an economic collapse, and food shortages. And we need to face all of these three things together. And as I said at the top, most importantly, we need to retain our humanity and our sense of purpose and our togetherness. We need to stay together. We're all in this together, folks. Thank you for watching. Thank you for letting other people know what's going on and that they need to be growing their own food and stacking it to the rafters right now while we can. This is bigger than just not being able to buy toilet paper or hand sanitizer. We're headed into an uncertain world, and it's very hard to predict, and it can be hard to navigate, certainly, but this is where we are now. Thanks for watching this broadcast. Please support this channel via patreon.com/iceagefarmer. Really appreciate that. Thanks for watching, folks. Be well.